All right, Coop, Lakewood, tough track, man. Everybody that I've talked to is like, wow, especially coming from Hangtown and Paula that maybe weren't as ripped up.
Yeah, it was brutal, man. It really was. I actually enjoyed it. Like, it definitely had some separation and some gnarliness, but, yeah, I'm not quite ready for all it yet. So, yeah, it was tough, especially that second moto. It was
yeah, it looked like it caught up to you about halfway, right?
Yeah, no, it was, first moto, I put a lot of effort and had that crash, and then that first one, yeah, I made some passes. I actually passed AP, Dylan, and AC, and then, yeah, I just struggled. We made a bike change that some places looked better, some places not so much, but the track changed a lot from first moto to second moto, so I just got to, I forget what that's like, when you got 250s racing and you're not racing for another 2 hours, how much it can change. And so, yeah, I'm happy, though, to be on the podium. I mean, yeah. I usually, this ain't one of my greatest races, so.
I was going to ask you about that. I saw a stat that said your average finisher was eighth, and I'm like how? Like, I don't even know how that's possible. Yeah, you just don't gel with this place.
Yeah, I've generally struggled here. So, like I said, I'm pretty happy, especially first moto. I mean, I had a good solid second, obviously some issues from some other guys, and I had some pace there at that one, but like I said, I'm happy to walk away with good points and make it back east. This is where I'm hoping that it'll get a lot better for me.
A guy like Masterpool passes you, like what's going through the mind?
It was tough, I'm not gonna lie. It was very tough.
You gotta give it up to him. He rode great.
No, he did. He rode awesome, and I've seen when he's on. So yeah. I wasn't too bummed, but I was expecting it to be Dylan, and it was not Dylan. I was like, wow, this kid either is ripping or I suck. So
I think it's the first one. He was ripping because he caught up to Dylan got him in the last lap. He was riding really well. You're obviously happy to be out of this sort of stage of the Nationals, right? Like, you came in underprepared, as you told us, and now we're going east where we know you're better at. So you got to be, like, happier about that.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this one's always tough for me with the altitude. Yeah. Like, it's very underrated, but it kicks your ass. So now we're headed back east. Like I said, I should be getting fitter, stronger, better. But, we'll have one more week. I think by Redbud I'll really be where I need to be. But for the time being, we're doing the best I can. And I'm stoked to be on the podium two times already. Like, I had no intentions of that so far, so I'm happy with that. And then, just for the SMX stuff, it's putting ourselves in a good spot.
I feel like, look, Jet's gone. I get it. But I feel like you're right where AP – I feel – Dylan – like, yeah, I think it's been a success so far through six motos. Like, this is – I don't think you could be much depressed. I mean, sure, Jet's gone, but, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. Like I said, I had literally zero expectations. I mean, top – fives were the goal of these first few, so yeah. I'm happy, right, like okay. I said, to be in the mix. And I mean, AP's riding well, he really is, and Dylan, being a former champ and multi-time 450 race winner, so like, Jet obviously at the moment is in a league of his own, and that's the goal, is to try to close that and eventually beat him. But I gotta be realistic, it's gonna take time.
Cool, thanks, man.
Yep.